League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Well, we're joined now, thankfully, by Neil Reynolds.
Yeah.
Last time I was here, I was credited with the three points and the victory against Belper. You would have wanted the games to come thick and fast after that, and unfortunately, two postponed matches, the players themselves out training. But there's nothing better than getting out on a pitch against good quality opposition and performing like that.
Yeah, credit to Natalie for organising the game. We thought, you know, we weren't sure with the back-to-back fixtures, but we knew that, you know, a game would be good. And, you know, Bolton brought a strong 23, so I went to go and watch them. They invited Natalie and myself down to the training ground 4 or 5 weeks ago. We took Connor Stanley on the back of it. We've got a good relationship with him, and they brought a good competitive team tonight. And, you know, they've been really positive about our side. And, you know, it's a good game of football, and there's nothing better, like you said, than playing football. Training's great, but it's good when you can start moving the ball around. I thought the lads were excellent tonight.
First 10 minutes, did you think it was going to be a game where we'd do a lot of chasing? Or did you think we'd get into the game, you know, because they played against players that are very, very quick.
Yeah.
They pass move, but...
And they've been every day. You know, I speak to Crads. You know, I know Matt Craddock really well. He was at North End when our Jack was there, and know him. But they do a lot of work. They're every day. The way they move the ball, the fitness levels are excellent. I just thought that, you know, we've got a lot of ex-academy lads in there as well, you know. And I thought there was times tonight, I'm just going to say this, there was times tonight that I wound the clock back, and it was Callum Gribbin playing for Man United, you know, youth team against Bolton Wanderers youth team. And I thought he just at times looked levels above, which was excellent. And then I look at Jack DiGrucci, and I thought he looked levels above at times as well. And it's nice to see them, you know, lads that have come from academy football to go back playing against lads who are in the academy. And it was good. It was nice to watch. And I thought our mainstays come to the fore in Donoghue and, you know, Curtis Jones and Dan Lavercombe at all. So, but no, good to get 90 minutes, and, you know, pleasing to get no injuries and on the back of a good win.
And the players themselves are going to be happy with their performances. I've got to say, I felt a little bit aggrieved that you brought off a player who just scored two goals and he's going for his hat-trick, and I'm thinking, oh, I can't believe he's done that. I mean, because he tell his kid, hey, I scored an hat-trick against Bolton Wanderers.
We'd already made the changes before the game. We did the 11 and the 11, and they knew. We set them a target on the pod, what data they had to get to, and, you know, lads who come off achieved that data. So we were happy with that. But, you know, for me, Joe Rodwell Grant, there is a player there, and it's some, you know, someone's got to unlock it, and we're trying, and, you know, I know he wants to play every single week, but you can see that, you know, there's a reason why he's a professional footballer, and he's had a little bit of downtime at Wigan, but, you know, if we can keep him, we'll look to do it. But you can see there's definitely a player there.
Well, he scored two very different kind of goals. A goal from the halfway line, you know, he looks up and it's absolutely delightful, and then he scores a goal where it bobbles off the goalkeeper, and he just sticks something in, and he's scoring two different types of goals, and he played well first half.
He did, and that's more pleasing for me, the third goal, because we were encouraging Guy Hall to get in front of the 21 to let Curtis Jones go man for man. It came to Curtis, he played the kind of 30-yard through ball, we then got the overlap and changed it. And they're the kind of things that we work on, and sometimes you worry about the opposition, but we've got to just worry about ourselves. And I thought some of the football in the first half especially was excellent.
I mean, from start to finish, I thought the team played with a good tempo. You've got to be very impressed with their tracking back and the work rate coming back and winning the ball back against there's a lot of quick players out there for Bolton, and coming back, our two wing backs doing that all through the game, backwards and forwards, and putting in a really good shift.
I heard one of the fans shout at Wollerton with about 2 minutes ago, come on, and I thought the kid's just covered 14-15k in the game. You know, he's just tired, but, you know, you probably always want perfection. But I was always delighted with everybody, but the lads have worked so hard since the 3rd of December. We haven't had time off, you know, even if you know, we might not be able to get in. The lads have they've got to do the work. They've got to show us the work. They've set the targets. They're coming training. You know, we're booking places in the middle of Stockport Saturday morning. We're everywhere. We want to keep around each other. And all the lads went out on a Christmas party Saturday night. They were all there together. And, you know, we don't tire and bore of each other's company. It's a really good group, and it's been a long time since the 3rd of December, and it feels like a long time, and just good to get a game in tonight, and then we can take that to training on Thursday and then take it into the festive period.
Is that the tempo that you want to see week in, week out?
That's how we play. That's how we want to play, you know. And it's a little bit, it's frustrating as a manager sometimes, because people say, oh, you don't play it that way, and you go sideways and backwards. You can probably hear us from the side. We want them to play forward. We want to play with intensity, but there is that the angel and the devil on the player's shoulders, and sometimes the devil gives them the wrong advice and they don't play with that freedom the angel gives them. And we just say to the lads, listen, we want you to play fast, free-flowing football, get you forward. Sometimes it won't work, but when it does, it's great. You know, you score two, we'll score three. That's our philosophy, and sometimes it doesn't work, but sometimes it does. But I just thought there was really good options. I like De Grucci in midfield tonight. I like Donoghue in there. I thought Braden Shaw gave a really good account of himself today, who's been training with us now for 6 weeks. And we've got hopefully another couple of bodies in. We had a lad who's going to be joining us from Accrington Stanley, whose paperwork wasn't complete for tonight. We've got Max McCarthy out on loan. So we've got really good options, and we're still looking to add to them. But, you know, there's nothing better than a competitive game. And, you know, that was competitive, but now we look forward to the Ashton game on Boxing Day.
Well, that's exactly, yeah. Boxing Day, pitch is great fettle. No doubt going to be superb again on Boxing Day. You can approach the game, I take it, in exactly the same manner as you've played tonight. You know, if you can get that kind of performance out of the players.
Our training won't change, our methods won't change, our preparation won't change. You know, just hopefully that the lads can cross the line and execute the game plan. And we know that Cleggy will have his side, you know, obviously fired up for it, and they'll come here and they'll want to put a marker down. I think them last time out, they came from behind against Shields and, you know, scored two late goals and haven't played since. You know, we're on the back of now two really good results against Belper and Bolton Wanderers tonight. So, you know, we can't wait. But you just said, you know, waxing lyricals about the pitch. Someone tell me we're in December, because I cannot believe the state of the pitch. It's incredible. It's absolutely incredible. And you know, it's so nice to get superlatives from Bolton Wanderers as well to, you know, just say how good the surface is, how good the ground is.
Well, it might sound strange, this, but actually, it doesn't sound strange, but this is the kind of pitch where professional clubs will want to come and have friendlies, because you know, the players aren't going to suffer from injury, they're not going to fall over divots and the rest. So you can maybe build upon that when we've got some downtime, having friends like this, because it's much better than just training. I mean, it really, really helps the players.
I'm going to shoot myself in the foot here, because I know someone will come back to me, but some of the football we couldn't play last season on the pitch because the pitch wasn't conducive. It is now, and hopefully we can kick on in, you know, back end of 2022 and 2023 and play on a, you know, really good surface and play the way we want to play, and hopefully that'll bring positive results. You know, it was hard last season at times when, you know, the pitch did cut up and it was very heavy. Now it's, you know, it is a bowling green. It absolutely is, and it helps our conducive style of play. So hopefully we can build on that.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.